My name is Andy Black. Thank you for choosing to listen to today's health update so the truth can set you free. This is the fastest 30 minutes on the radio covering health, freedoms, and faith. Remember, just because you see it on television doesn't mean it's true. Just because the news reports it doesn't mean it's true. The deep state's goal is to cause so much fear that we will gladly and without resistance give up our freedoms in the name of the common good. Beware, communism always stresses it's for the common good. 2024 is the year that we must be diligent, informed, active in our republic, and prepared to defend our nation and our freedoms. And that is why we recommend everyone listen to today's health update. Yes, we tell the truth about the health of our society, but we also tell the truth concerning the spiritual health of our nation, so you will know what is coming and how to respond. So now, listen to the fastest 30 minutes on the radio with Roy Williams. You will be glad you did.
Hey, everybody, sit back, hold on, and get ready for the fastest 30 minutes on the radio. Roy Williams here, the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation. You're listening to today's health update. I appreciate you listening. I hope you share this one with everybody you know. I'm telling you, today I'm going to say things that need to be said. I'm going to bring to your attention things that everybody needs to be paying attention to. But unfortunately, I am afraid that very few people have any idea what's really going on. It is sad, S-A-D, it's sad of the state of our nation. Today, you're going to learn the truth. All right, let's begin with a subject that's been around for a lot of years. A lot of you have heard about it. And, you know, you're like me and everybody else. You just don't know for sure what to think in some cases. But I'm going to start today by telling you a story. Let me tell you a story about a man that was diagnosed with terminal cancer not so long ago. It was called white cell lung cancer. It had spread all over his body, and he was basically told he was going to die. So he gets a call from a stranger, somebody he didn't know, but explained that they were a doctor and that they was following this researcher who was doing studies to help identify possible cures or better treatments for people suffering from cancer. Of course, if you were dying from terminal cancer, that would raise a flag, I would imagine, for you, and you'd be going, wait a minute, I want to know about any new treatments. I want to know about any possible cures, right? Well, that's what happened. Well, the scientist that was doing the studies was doing it on mice that she had injected with cancer. And, you know, in different parts of their body, the cancers were actually injected in different organs of the mice to get a more complete picture of any results of any of the studies they were doing. Well, after a few days, she noticed that all the mice had come down with intestinal parasites. Now, that's not unusual. You know, parasites are very common in almost all rodents, especially. Also, things like dogs and cats and cows and horses and pigs. Any farmer can tell you, and you know this, parasites are a problem. When I was a kid growing up, they did a detox on us once or twice a year that would kill the parasites. And listen, you knew you had them when you went to use the bathroom if you looked at your stools. I mean, it's disgusting, but things come out of your body that you know were alive in your body. You're no longer alive. You were getting rid of them. But to save her research, what this scientist did was, you know, she had to save the mice so that she could find out with the treatments they were doing on the cancer was helping or not. So to save her research mice and complete the study, she had no choice but to treat all her mice first with finbenzidol. I may not pronounce that right. Finbendazole, okay? It's F-E-N-B-E-N-D-A-Z-O-L-E. It's one of the most effective treatments for eliminating parasites in any species. If you look into any of the zoos in the world, at any time they were bringing in finbendazole by the truckloads to protect all the animals from parasites. It's used in every single animal, not only in the zoos. It's used all over the world to stop parasite infestation within the bodies, okay? It does work on humans, okay? It is recognized, fenbendazole is recognized as one of the oldest, it's been around for years and years and years, one of the safest and most effective anti-parasite products ever used. It's actually been around for over 40 years now. It is a drug. It was created by the drug companies, but it is an amazingly successful drug with almost practically zero side effects whatsoever, all right? So what did the scientist do? She gave all of the mice fenbendazole at the recommended dose. But the end result was that it also killed all the cancers in every lab rat, mouse, mice, whatever you want to call it. It killed the cancer. I don't know about you, but when I hear stories like this, hair stands up on the back of my head. Why aren't we finding out about this? I mean, think about it. Fenbendazole is safe for all animals, including humans, and not only does it get rid of the parasites, now we're learning that it also kills cancer. Now, wouldn't you think that every source of news around the world, TV, radio, newspaper, magazines, wouldn't they all want to grab a hold of this story and run with it? Finally, nobody has to be afraid of cancer anymore. Yeah, you may develop cancer, you may be exposed to some chemicals that cause cancer, and you may be diagnosed with cancer, but all you got to do is take this parasite killer. So allow me to ask you a question. Have any of you ever heard of this story? As a matter of fact, let me ask it a different way. How many of you ever even heard of fenbendazole before today? Now, if you're a farmer, you probably have, but most of the rest of the around the world have not. For years now, stories have appeared that all cancer is parasite infestation. We haven't heard that either. The man who told this story, the one with terminal cancer, started using it, and after a couple of months, he goes back to his doctor to find out he no longer has any cancer in his body. Now, with these stories and the one I have shared before about a man that worked for a local farmer that came down with stage 4 terminal lung cancer, after his diagnosis, he was told to go home, get his affairs in order, just like this fellow was. Basically, the doctors told him there was nothing else they could do for him. So he goes back to work the next day and broke the news to his coworkers that he didn't have much longer to live, that he was dying from cancer. He said he got silent a few seconds until one of them asked if he had considered a parasite killer called ivermectin. Now, y'all have heard me talk about ivermectin on the radio. It's another parasite killer. He said that that stuff, the guy's telling him the story, he said that the stuff the guy that was being told this, the guy that has lung cancer, it's dying, he says, that stuff we used to kill parasites in cattle? The man that was telling him about it said, yes, and said that dozens had taken it with great success. And, of course, if you go online and start looking it up, if they haven't censored it yet, you'll be able to read some of these great success stories of all these people that's dying one day, 2-3 months later, no longer dying, has a new lease on life. So think about it. He, of course, the man that had lung cancer, said, well, I've got nothing to lose. He says, of course I'll take it. So he took it as instructed for his body weight. Now remember, these things are taken according to your body weight. And in a little less than 90 days, went back to his doctor. After a complete full body scan, his doctor told him that he couldn't explain what had happened, but he no longer had any cancer in his body. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. The world may soon be astonished when they find out that cancer may be nothing more or less than parasites, something they've been able to cure for over 65 years. You know, I was told years ago, I told you about this book I read, that cancer is fungus. Well, what's fungus? It's a parasite. these drugs that they use on animals, as Dr. Joel Wallach said, there's nothing we have not been able to cure in the animal kingdom. He says, I don't know why they aren't using them on humans. After all, humans are animals. Well, I can tell you why, and I think most of you listening to me know why. They don't want to shut down a multi-billion dollar a year industry. They don't want to shut down the cancer industry. They don't want to cure cancer. They love to treat the symptoms of cancer. And what do they use to treat the symptoms of cancer? A barbaric, unheard of, immoral thing called chemotherapy and another thing called radiation. One of them poisons you to death. The other one literally kills you from burning you up. Now, there was a country music singer not long ago, and I don't have permission to use his name, but he got cancer, and he did everything the doctors told him to, and before he died, his wife reported, he looked at her and says, it's not the cancer that's going to kill me, it's the chemotherapy. And that's exactly what happened to him. Now, why did I say a while ago that you may be astonished, you may be shocked? I say may because our government, along with governments all over the world, are trying to take control of all news and media platforms. It's called communism, where governments get to decide what is best for everyone, what we can and cannot see, what we can and cannot hear, what we can and cannot read, and it goes even deeper than that. If they have their way, they'll also have complete control of what can be said in public or shared with our fellow citizens. That's how serious it's getting. Have you ever heard about the legislation being written now that will give them this type of power? It's called Bill S-686. Look it up. Become informed. Here are the main takeaways, though. I'm not going to cover all of it. It's a long, drawn-out government thing, just like the IRS code, 23,000 pages long. I'm exaggerating a little, but it's insane that the IRS tax code is thicker than the Word of God, than the Bible itself, by 3 or 4 or 5 times. It's crazy what we're letting them get away with, y'all. But here are the takeaways. The bill covers hardware technology, including modems, routers, cameras, and much, much more. TikTok is made illegal under this bill with a minimum fine of something like $200,000 and a minimum sentence of 20 years for anybody using these platforms after they've been deemed a plague against security, I guess you'd call it, if you're found guilty. The bill gives the federal government the power to monitor any and all content at their own discretion. Did you hear me? At their own discretion. This is insane. I mean, they're locking the world down. It's like you're a child and they're grounding you. They're stopping you from doing anything you want to do. You only can do what the communists tell you you're allowed to do. It even covers what you're doing at home without your consent. They can spy on you through the cameras on your TV, through any of the computers you use, through your phone. They can listen to everything you say. It covers everything, or it even covers if they're informing you. And they can do all this, by the way, is what I mean to say, without informing you that they are doing it. The president of any nation, this is how this bill reads. It is sickening. It makes you want to vomit. The president of any nation will have the power to appoint a secretary of communication who forms a group on their own without any input from the public or any input from other governments around the world. They can just on their own, no input whatsoever. They don't have to disclose or reveal anything. They can ban or deem anything they believe is a risk of security at a minute's notice. They don't even have to go to our Congress. They don't have to pass a law. This gives them the power that only a king would have. only a king. We don't have kings anymore. You know why? Because it didn't take people long to figure out that kings have the power of life and death, and they don't have to account to anybody. So remember, they can write this stuff and in a minute's notice, make a decision, and they all they got to do is say, "Well, we thought that was a risk of security of our nation." Y'all, when they get to that point, at that point, they can go through every aspect of your life, including your bank accounts, which they can confiscate, your medical records, and even your private communications. It gives them total power to censor anyone they deem or decide is a threat to security, and nobody involved will be safe. Only them. It don't apply, as always. You know, Congress has always written laws, and when you find out about the laws, then you find out that it don't apply to Congress. It don't apply to the president. How do they get away with that? Why are we allowing this to go on? Do you really think we're going to stay free if we continue in this direction? Do you think any cure for any disease whatsoever will ever be allowed to be talked about, shared, made public under these conditions? You know, nobody involved in this bill, by the way, or anybody involved in enforcing it, in the censorship, none of them can be held accountable for anything. Remember, this bill covers anything the government decides or even thinks is inappropriate, is a threat to security, can cause harm or damage. You wouldn't believe the words they're using here. It gives them absolute power of a king. You know, all you have to do is to disagree with anything they say once this bill's intact, or do anything you say or do can be censored, and you can be fined and imprisoned in a moment's notice. That's where we're at. In all of Congress, our Congress, when they started voting on this type of stuff and putting it together, only 65 had the guts to vote against it. You know what that means? You need to think about this. That means that 352 of our congressmen and women agreed with this blatant blow to the Constitution of the United States. But see, that's what they want. We got a bunch of elitists up there running our government that have allowed power to go to their head to the point they believe that they should be allowed to get away with anything because they're going to do it in the name of what's best for the public. Isn't that disgusting? Are you thinking about what I'm telling you? Are you going to sit back and do nothing, or are you going to look this information up? I don't know about y'all, but I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to fight back. I'm calling my congressman. I'm calling them both sides, and I'm letting them know that if you vote this bill in, if you vote for it, I will do everything in my power, and everybody I know will do everything in their power to make sure you're no longer in office, and we will hold you accountable. I don't care what the law says at that point. I mean, at the point where anything we do, we can be held accountable, imprisoned, and fined, or even put to death, but they can do anything they want, and nothing sticks to them. Oh, no, I didn't sign up for that government. I didn't sign up for that type of thing. I'm not going to take that kind of abuse, and I don't think you should either. If we don't pay attention and stand against it, we will no longer have any freedoms because our freedom of speech is under attack. What do you think this is when they can censor anything you say, anything you write, anything you want to share? You think they're not attacking our freedom of speech? That's exactly what they're doing. Why would a communist nation want to stop our freedom of speech so they can get away with anything and you can't find out the truth? Why? Because the truth will set you free. Communists don't want freedom. They want slavery. They want you to follow their rules, their orders, their permits. All that stuff they want to put together that just steals more and more from you and takes more and more power away from you and gives it to them, they're for it. None of the others really matter, by the way, if we lose our freedom of speech, other than our freedom to bear arms. I don't believe they can take away our freedom of speech if they don't take away our right to bear arms. But get ready, they're already trying to do that. They've already started monkeying with what kind of gun you can own, what size it can be, how many bullets or how much ammo it can hold, however you want to word it. Oh, they're after us. They're after us in every direction. Why? I'll tell you why it's happening. Right now, more than ever before in my lifetime, I've seen people waking up. I've seen people start paying attention. Me and the people I talk to, which are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, obviously I talk to a lot of people on the radio, but word is spreading, and the people are angry. We're upset. We feel like we're being backed into a corner. And you back an old mad dog into a corner and see what happens. They're about to find out what's going to happen. That's why they're really scared of attacking our rights to bear arms. But believe me, it's coming. Anything they don't approve of, remember, in this bill, will be silenced, censored, and shut down. All three of them, get ready. They're trying to, they're right now, pay attention. They're trying so hard to shut down TikTok. They're trying to stop it. They're moving at lightning speed. The military is the only way out. You wait and see. It's going to turn that way. Now, I don't mean the military is going to be used in a violent way, but what a lot of people don't understand is the military are the only ones with the power to stop a tyrannical government in the United States of America. Why is a communist country? Let me ask you some questions. We're in the United States of America. We've been against communism right from the start. Communism has always failed. It always ends in murder, and mass murder. It always does, until the end, when the people finally get tired of them killing all their fellow citizens and brothers and sisters and loved ones, and they turn on them and kill all the people at the top. Now, we don't want that to happen. I'm not for violence. But you know what? I'm not going to let you silence me and shut me down, take away my firearms. So I want to ask you some questions. Remember, they're moving at lightning speed with this stuff. Why are they moving so fast? They're scared. They should be scared. You can't do what they're doing to a free nation and think that the people who are used to freedom is going to just sit down and take it. We're not. The military, like I say, is the way out. Well, you'll figure that out. I keep stressing that because I want it to be on your mind when it happens. So I do want to ask you some questions, and I want you to think about these, okay? I do want you to think about these. Let me be sure I got my ducks in a row here. Why is a communist country, China, allowed to own the largest share of all the beef production in the United States of America? Most of you listening to me didn't know that. Check it out. They've been buying bits and pieces of it for years now. And you know what's sad? They come in here into a country where people love to be wealthy, and they bribe us. They buy us out. Why are you farmers selling your land to a communist country? But better question is, why is our government allowing communist people, communist nations, to own the land in America and to own the beef? Why are they allowed to purchase our farmlands at ever-increasing speeds? They're gobbling it up. And we're sitting back, and I guess we're grateful that a farmer has become a multimillionaire, but at what cost to the public? And why is our government allowing a foreign government to come in here and buy our land and our beef? Why are they allowed to buy so many of our single-family homes right here in America? Did you know that's going on? Oh, trust me. They're buying single-family dwellings left and right here in the United States of America. Is anybody paying attention? Why has China secured all the fishing and hunting rights in America? Oh, you didn't know that? Oh, they bought it up. They bought the rights so that every time you buy a license to fish or a license to hunt, they get a chunk of it, a big chunk of it. Why are they allowed to control over 95% of all the drugs produced for the United States of America? Do you think that's logical? Do you think that's safe that you give a communist country the power to make all the drugs that's used in a free country? You don't think one day they might turn on us and in one single swoop poison all the drugs that's being sent into the United States and watch mass millions of us die overnight? Has that not dawned on you that that could happen? Why is our government allowing these kinds of things to happen? We put them in power to protect us. Why are they allowed to lobby our politicians? Oh, wait a minute. Roy, what are you talking about? A communist country can't lobby our politicians? Oh, you've done drank the Kool-Aid if you believe that. Yes, they control our politicians. It's called money. You see, Christians cannot worship both God and mammon. Jesus Christ himself told us that. What's mammon? It's money. Is money our God? Why are our borders open? Well, you know why. Biden's opening them up wide as he can. Why? So he can get the voters he wants to put himself and all the others he wants in power back in power. And all this is happening while our Congress and President are going after TikTok, attacking our free speech, and demanding we give up our gun rights. You see, ladies and gentlemen, that's why you listen to today's health update. It's not just about the health of our physical bodies. It's also about our freedoms, and it's about our rights to believe in the one and only true and living God. Now, I don't know how you stand on that, but I'll put my God up against your fake gods all day long, and mine will be the one standing at the end. My God will not be mocked. My God stands strong on the truth. He is just. He always has been. He made us promises. He's never failed to keep them. Why is America the most powerful nation on earth? Because we are parts of the tribes of Israel right here in the United States of America. And everybody on earth knows you better not attack Israel. We are part of those tribes. You can read it right in the Bible where the Israelites, the 10 tribes, crossed the Caucasus Mountains and scattered all over Europe into Canada and into the United States of America. And in Jeremiah, you can read a complete description of the United States of America. Thank God you're here. Thank God that you're listening to the truth. Share this with other people. Let's wake up. Let's stand up. And let's be brave, just like God taught us to be. Thank you for listening to today's health update. Share this with other people. Until next time, may God continue to bless all of us with abundant health.
Now you know why today's health update is called the fastest 30 minutes on the radio. Making the right decisions becomes so much easier when you know the truth. If you would like to know more about products, call 256-757-0660. Visit Herbs & More in Athens or NHC Herb Shop in Killen, or visit our website at www.nhcherbs.com. If you would like to hear a show again or share it with someone, go to Herbs & More Athens Facebook page and scroll down to Roy's picture. The shows are uploaded daily. Or go to Podbean on your computer or phone and type NHC19. That's NHC19 in the search bar and scroll down to find the title you wish to listen to. This is Andy Black. Thank you again for listening to today's Health Update.